Praise the Lord. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Okay. We're going to continue our lesson, A Meaningful Life. I think we started 2 weeks ago. We started right before Thanksgiving. Back. So I'm going to continue. Of course, before we do anything, let's pray. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture is going to come from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 through 58. And I'll pray and then we'll read.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, oh God, again tonight, oh Father. We thank you, God, for your goodness today, God. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for peace today, oh God. We thank you, God, just for just showing yourself as God in our lives once again, oh God. Father, we just look to you, Father, now. And Father, we just pray, oh God, your blessing upon this Bible study, oh God. Father God, we just pray that you would just continue to speak into our hearts, oh God. Father, that you would reveal your wisdom, oh God, through your word, oh Father God. Father, that we would receive, that we would hear, oh God, from you today, oh God. And Father, that you would just be glorified through everything said, through everything done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, you know what each person needs to hear tonight, oh God. So, Father, I just pray that you can speak to them like only you can, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that everyone will take something, oh God, from you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. There's such a perfect will be done tonight, oh God, as we turn it all into your hands, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's away, so here I stand. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good. All right. A Meaningful Life, Part 2. And we were coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 35. And let's just go over the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to read that last verse one more time, because that's what we're going to concentrate on tonight. So I'm going to read it one more time. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I just want you all to meditate on that scripture while we, just do a quick review of where we were in the lesson. The first part was, a personal reflection. What have been some of the most meaningful experiences of your life? How would you be a different person without them? Some of the things we talked about, that some of the good experiences we have, they sort of shape us. And the bad experiences, too. I think a couple gave some examples. I don't remember what they were, but if you'd like to share one again, that's fine. Anybody? No? Okay. Okay, so if we just talk about that, how our experiences shape, who we are today. And that, that's certainly true. There's some things that you've seen growing up, and you say, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. There's some things that I learned from watching other people. You ain't gotta do that to me. I'm gonna learn this way. So, yeah. So they certainly shape our experiences. Question one said that we get the sense from verse 35 that some of the Corinthian believers were struggling to wrap their minds around Christian teaching about life after death. And then we talked about how we picture the afterlife, and some say, I said heaven, perfect world, and Pastor Jeff said that, basically it's our life enjoyed, magnified, because he believes that we're still going to be doing the same things we do now. And I believe that as well, that only things are going to be done to a perfection in heaven. And enjoyment is going to be on a grand scale.
Yeah.
It's no more toiling and sweating and running and, we'll be able to pop in a place instead of just, taking a train somewhere or driving and sitting in traffic.
No more bills.
There's traffic in heaven.
No more bills.
I get no more bills. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I think that's everybody. No more bills.
Exactly.
What three analogies from the natural world does Paul use to help us understand? And we talked about sowing a seed into the ground, a human versus celestial, the heavenly, and earthly. And there's a difference. So those are the type of seeds that he talked about. And the main point was, that God transforms all those seeds, no matter what kind of seed it is. God transforms it and changes it to perfection. The point of Paul's comparison of the first Adam and the last Adam, he was just directing our attention to Christ as the one who went ahead of us. So the first Adam, last Adam. Okay, now, this verse. What mystery is revealed in verses 51 to 53? I don't know if we ended at that question or not. But I'm asking a question right now. What mystery is revealed in verses 51 through 53? So Paul talks about a mystery, and what is he talking about?
Mystery is saying that
we will not, let's say when he says sleep, when he says all die, he said, you know, we will all be changed.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I say, we'll be changed in a twinkling of an eye from our new, from our old bodies now to our new bodies.
Yes, yes, that's it, exactly. Paul says, we shall all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And that's what hit me when I was, you know, looking at this lesson, that, you know, because Joseph's gone, and the dreams that I've had of him, and, you know, Pastor Jeff and others have had of him, mm-hmm. He's same Joseph. Mm-hmm. He's the same Joseph, except he's perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's standing tall. Mm-hmm. You know, he looks taller only because he has so much confidence, you know, because mm-hmm. God has transformed him.
Yes.
You know, so we think about, Paul says, the mystery is going to be revealed that we shall all be changed, and mm-hmm. we shall all be changed to a perfect being. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had this, you know, somebody gave me this little handout on heaven, and, you know, just been praying about things and what's happening with Joseph mm-hmm. and heaven. And one of the things that God has been teaching me is that we often think of heaven as this faraway place, mm-hmm. like it's far away up in the sky. Mm-hmm. And it may be, mm-hmm. it may be far away up in the sky, but what I believe God is saying, you know, at least been telling me, that's been comforting me, is that heaven, like we're on earth and mm-hmm. we're humans. Mm-hmm. We have this form that we in, these natural bodies. But there's also a spiritual. Mm-hmm. And that heaven is just in the next realm.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's in this faraway place. So if we can feel like God's presence is right there, because it is, that's because heaven is right there. Mm-hmm. It's like almost stepping over.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it's just in the next realm. Mm-hmm. It's not in this, you know, this faraway place like we like to imagine that, you know, you can't really get there. Mm-hmm. It's just, you go from the natural realm to the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. And it's just a step over. Mm-hmm. You know, so when we, you know, I used to wonder, like, well, how can I feel Joseph's presence? Like, is he a ghost? You know, or I feel somebody else's presence. It's because if he's in heaven and he's with God and you feel God's presence, why can't you feel his?
Yeah.
You know, it's because, and that's what God has been, you know, sharing, that mm-hmm. heaven is not this, well, come on in, Christine, good to see you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But heaven is not this faraway place that we just can't seem to get to. Mm-hmm. It really is in the next, it's just a step over. You know, it really is a step over. And so when the scripture, you know, I was like, when I read it, like, we shall all be changed. And then I'm hearing about, you know, people seeing these visions of Joseph or anybody that's passed. Because people tell me often, they see, it's because, and they can. Because if they're in heaven and they're with God and you can sense God, you can certainly sense, you know, your loved one. Mm-hmm. If you know that's where they are. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes he says something old spooky. I don't know about that one. But that too, it's in the next realm, mm-hmm. you know.
That's right.
You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're mighty, you know. So, you know, there is still another realm to this, in the mm-hmm. spiritual, and there's a battle in the spiritual world. So you might sense the evil and you might sense the good, but it's right there. Mm-hmm. It's right here in front. It's right there. It's right on the left. It's on the right. It's behind me, on top of me. Mm-hmm. You know, God's presence is all around you because heaven is all around you because it's in the next, you know, next round. Anyway, any comments about that? Any questions? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, question 7. Oh, one more thing. For the twinkling of an eye, that caught me too. The twinkle, that's like instant, you know, like instantaneously, like, wow, twinkling up, just think about it, twinkle in your eye, like, That's how fast the transformation happened. And that's a wonderful thing if you think about it. It's not like you're, like we see on TV, people lying in limbo. It's not like that. You're not pacing back and forth around the earth because you can't get to heaven or get down there or whatever, you know. It's instantly you're changed. Instantly. So, come to us. Yes.
Also, it says right here in verse 53, say where it says the corruptible must put on incorruption.
Yes.
And so we will be perfect, like saying, you know, when we get a new body, it'll be no more like, oh, well, my bones ache, or I got high blood pressure, or whatever. We will be made perfect, just like Christ in God is perfect.
Yes.
So that's the mystery. He said, God say, don't think this is it. There's something greater for those who believe for his children.
Yes.
And so that's the mystery. That's the thing that he revealed to us. And that's where our hope is.
Yes. And that's a good point, because we, you know, often overlook that these little aches and pains, they're going to be gone in a, just like that.
Yeah.
You know, just like that. You know, all your worries, like God said, he'll wipe away every tear. No more sadness. All of that, just gone, just like that. Like, wow, that's really good. You know, you don't feel anymore, you know, body aches.
I try to imagine it. Could it be like, you see, like when you think in something and right away you switch your thought into something else?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I wonder if it's that way when you think about heaven and the earth, you know what I mean? How you switch that into, okay, you're here and then next thing. You know what
right
I mean?
Right, yeah. I believe that. I believe you see the change in that quick, because our minds are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The things that we see, like I'm looking at you, but I can see Christine and I can see Aaliyah.
Yeah.
You know, so the things that our minds work, and at the same time still think about what I'm doing. You know, so our minds can be all over the place at one time. You know, so yeah, I believe that too, that when we get changed like that, it's just instant.
But then you have to stand on his word and stand on his promises for you to, you know, all those things can reveal to you, and all those things can come through.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. You have to be a believer, and that's the only way we'll get encouraged by this.
Mm-hmm.
Is if we believe. If we don't believe, then all this sounds like foolishness.
Yeah, crazy
talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's why the world challenges us now. They're saying it's fairy tale, or you believe in this, and I say no, because we are the believers. And I was talking to my wife and uncle. I say, those who hear the word and receive it, it's two different things. We hear the word, but not everybody's going to receive it.
That's right.
You hear it and receive it. You grab onto it, and therefore you know that the mystery is this life here.
It's not it. No.
For the believer, for those of children of God, we have so much greater is coming.
Yes.
And how come we can't believe the unnatural? Is that how you say it? How come we cannot believe that, but we like quick to believe, okay, we're here, and then next thing you know, we're not here, and the place is in fire, for example. So much how tragics could happen, you know what I mean? In an instant.
In
people be talking, and next thing you know, you get a phone call of something tragically that happened.
Yes.
So that's just like that. That could happen. So why not switch it to the other way? Why can't it happen?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's
right.
That's what Pastor Jeff was talking about before. We're so quick to believe those bad things. So, you know, so readily accept them. But why can't we just accept that this is good, you know, that we have this life after death and all those things? I don't know why.
Because a natural eye.
That we see with these.
So you see with it, so you believe it. But the thing that you're not seeing is so hard for you to accept it, you know.
I posted a little while ago, and I said this at the last Bible study, that God's goodness, I believe that he's just so good, that he overwhelms us with goodness, and that when something bad happens, because we've been so blessed, we see the bad automatically. And I think that's it. I think because right now, God is good. But we're not even acknowledging it. Because we're sitting here, we're alive, we're breathing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we don't realize every breath we take is because God is good.
Yes.
So
yes.
His goodness has got to be showering us all day long.
Mm-hmm.
All day long. And so, you know, when those bad things pop up, you get that phone call or something. We say, oh, my God. You know, we act like it's the end of the world. You know, me. It's like act like it's the end of the world. But we still have to realize God is still good. He's still good. He's still there. He's heaven is still one step away, you know. And if we could just, you know, I just pray, Lord, just keep opening my eyes so I can see you. I want to see God in every single thing.
Yeah.
I really do. I want to see him. I want to see him while I'm eating. I want to see him when I look at people. I want to see him in everything. Because I know he's there. I know he's there. And so that's, you know, you just want to become more in tune with his goodness. Because he's good. And we know that. We know what the word says. He's good. And he doesn't change. And we believe that. Then we need to start.
Yeah, but doesn't God only give you so much that you can tolerate and things before he pulls back and says, you've had enough?
Yeah, well, that, it's good. Yeah, people like to say God doesn't give you more than you can bear. That's not exactly what the scripture says. But even that, God says, my grace is sufficient.
Right.
So whatever you have, whatever's on your plate, God's grace is sufficient for you to get through whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And even that just reveals his goodness. Because he could not be there. And even going through this, this grieving period, you know, I went to a meeting the other night. And a lot of people were looking to me. It's because it was a meeting, but you're not allowed to talk about God.
Huh.
Try that one.
Huh.
It's going to come out my mouth. I'm sorry. You have to ban me if you want, but it's going to come out. Luckily, I didn't talk much. God's going, okay, I just got to get you in there. But it was like, they're just hopeless. And I felt so bad. My heart ached because I said, they're most miserable because they don't have God.
Yeah.
Right.
And I could imagine where I would be like that if I didn't have God. And you know, the word is true. You can't do anything without God. You can't even grieve without God, you know, because he holds you up. He's your hope and your encouragement in the middle of all this stuff. So I'm just grateful that I have God. You know, these people coming, a couple were talking to me, like, trying to get strength for me. I'm like, well, I'm here trying to get strength so I can continue, you know?
Yeah.
And they're talking to me. I said, okay, they must see something. You know what?
Right here and then, that's God blessing.
Yes.
That even though you go through such a hard tragedy, somebody is still looking to you,
right.
You know, to lift
yes.
them up. Because God grace and mercy always following you.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's grace and mercy follow you, people see no matter a day in the dark, because you are a light of God.
Yeah.
And when you are a light of God, no matter where you go, somebody see that light.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care if he's a sinner or a Christian, but that light, because it's a constant light.
Yeah.
It's not, whenever that light fades, you know you are fading. You are drifting away from God.
From God.
So typically that light always gonna shine in some way or another.
Yeah.
So that's one blessing that God has somebody to say, heaven in such and such that you can lift up your spirit.
Yeah.
Even though in your mind you need someone to lift you up
yes.
because you're in such a dark hole for yourself. But God said you're not there. He is your holder.
Yes.
He is your lifter.
He is
your protector. He is everything to you.
Yeah.
So
that's why I say you just gotta keep knowing that God is good.
Yes.
Because somebody is gonna see that in spite of, you know, where you are, God is still good. He's still good and he's still there.
How about those, what is it? That's what I like, those like footprints.
Footprints in the sand.
Yeah. When you're going through tragic stuff or bad stuff or hard stuff, where you think you can't bear with it, you know, you think you're by yourself, but you're not by yourself. He's carrying you.
Yes, he's carrying you. You always think it's you, right? Yeah. It's not, that's why I said, it's not me. I know it's not me. I know he's carrying me. That's the wonderful thing. We have to believe. We just have to believe.
And he even said, even in our weakness, his strength is shown.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're weak, but God's strength is shown. Mm-hmm. And people see that through us. We're just vessels. I would say we're broken vessels. Yes. And light is still shining in something that's broken.
Amen.
And that's the miracle of God.
Amen. And that's the whole thing, because a light can't shine through a vessel that's not broken.
Mm-hmm. You can't see me, but if there was a hole in this, you could see me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if I hit behind, you couldn't see me because this thing is whole.
Yeah.
But if it had a little dim, the light would come out. So it can't shine unless you're broken.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you realize God always, always there. He gives the glory.
Amen.
Good work. Yeah. That. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good. Okay.
Question 7. How does this mystery bring about the fulfillment of the saying, death has been swallowed up in victory? Anybody have the answer for that? Question 7. You know what? Let me ask question 8 of that too. Paul burst into praise of God after contemplating this mystery. Death has been swallowed up in victory. We all shall be changed. How do you react to this mystery after reflecting on it?
It's scary.
What'd you say?
Say it again.
It scares you.
It scares you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I mean, I was talking to my husband yesterday, and I was saying, you know, I just want to make it in heaven. You know, my surrounding. I don't want to be left behind. You know, I wanted to see God.
Yeah.
I wanted to make it in. You know,
yeah.
I don't matter what. And I said, I don't want, you know, that day come. I want that day to come where I'm praising him. But I was saying to him, you know, sometimes you're in that miserable mood and God just come. Oh my God, that's so scary, you know? I just drive here before. You know, I don't want to be that person.
I know, trust me, I know.
You know?
Yes.
So that's why I said that.
And then also, because I don't know when the Bible says that when those
what
times
day
come,
or hour?
You're going to be doing what you usually do.
Yes.
You see what I mean? Like,
yes.
That scares me right there.
That scares you. But how does the scripture make you feel
better about things? No, I'm saying, death has been swallowed up in victory. As when someone dies, that's not going to be it.
Yes.
Victory, you know, the victory is we will live again.
Yes.
We will live. So it's like, I live and I die and that's it. You know, that's not it.
Yes.
The victory is we have life after death.
Amen.
So that's what Jesus said. Death, where is your victory?
Yeah.
You know, because we will live again. And that is the belief and that is the hope that we have. Like Christine said, you know, we're going to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
We're going to be with God. You know, we don't know what we're going to be doing on that day. You know, whether we're happy, miserable. But if you're saved, you're saved. No matter if you're in a happy mood or maybe in a bad mood or what have you. But if you know, Jesus don't want to say, oh, I have to come back in one more time so you'll be in a happy mood. No, they say,
I'll come back later.
Yeah, exactly. Here he is, it's already a done deal.
Yes.
So, you know, that's why, you know, we get, it's a grace and mercy is for us. Use that to get better.
Yes.
And so as the Holy Spirit transforms us, as we allow the Holy Spirit to transform us, you know, we get less of our feelings and the miserable mood, and get better with it, with the mood that God wants to be in. Yes, the stuff that's happening all over the world that is going to affect us. We know we're not robots, but yet we, you know, we have the shielding and anointing of God around us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Anybody else?
It's like, you know, like, for example, I hear some Christian people that they say, I can't wait for Jesus to come back. And, you know, and then I will say to myself, oh, no, I'm not ready for that. You see what I'm saying? And as Christians, just going back with what he says, you know, or going back to this question that we just asked right now, which one was it, 15? You know, we should be glad that this is going to happen. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's when we're going to have our eternal life, our peace, you know? So, and if we believers, and if we believe, we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we know we have salvation.
Yes.
So if we have salvation, we should just be waiting for,
come
over.
Exactly.
Our natural bodies, we when we think from a fleshly standpoint, we say, okay, I'm not ready, or whatever. Because we want to do stuff, we want things to be this way. I want to make sure I get all the stuff you said I could have, all that stuff. We want everything to be perfect in our natural minds. But Jesus is going to come when he's going to come.
Right.
Whether or not we're in a bad mood, a good mood, doing this or doing that, I want to be able to say, you know, I want him to say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to see him, you know.
Yes.
So, but it's all of us of how we live our lives, you know. But, like Brother James said, we accepted Jesus. As long as we don't deny him, we're good.
Yeah.
You know, in the midst of your stuff, God can still take you out of it and take you up into heaven with him when he comes.
Yeah.
So we don't need to live in fear for that. But we should be excited because God says that death has been swallowed up in victory. And just get that picture in your head. It's like God, like when Pastor Jeff was talking about God licking up the water, it's like he's taking death, you know, he's just picking it up and like tossing it. Where's your sting? You know, he's got the victory for us. So we just have to realize that death is swallowed up. Because we receive Jesus, and we should be excited about that, and that alone.
And then also, I just keep thinking that, you see, like in the Bible that it says that you're not saved for your good doing.
Right. Your work.
So, yeah, it goes back to also put it the other way. You're not saved for your wrongdoing, or you're not going to go to hell for your wrongdoing. You have to remember that at the end of the day is, did you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
That's it.
So if you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you know that you're saved. You know, of course, you're going to try to walk in his path, right? But we know that we're not perfect. So we're going to make mistakes. There's going to be days that we're going to be moody. There's going to be days that we're going to go through stuff that maybe as a Christian we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not your actions that, because you know that is going to make you go to hell. You have to remember your salvation, you have it.
Yes, that's exactly right. We have, like, we make reservations on earth for restaurants. We have a reservation in heaven.
Exactly. Absolutely.
God
true.
Accepted our reservation. Yes. You know, it's not overbooked or nothing. And he's not going to give it up if somebody else comes along. And I just want to say this because God has to get the glory. But because it is a matter of accepting Jesus as your Lord.
Yeah.
And Aaliyah did that on Sunday. Praise the Lord. That's what it is. And once, you know, you accept God, devil can't come and try to snatch you from God. Nothing can snatch you away.
Exactly.
So that's it. But we make that decision, and then God says, okay, you be with me in heaven.
Yes.
So that's good. Okay, y'all still didn't answer the question 8 though. Now, Paul bursts into praise of God. Verse 57. But thanks be to God. He concerned my death and is corruptible and incorruptible. And he says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody has a New King James Version. I like that version. You do, Brother James.
Thanks be to God who gave us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
thanks.
You have new king, that's what it says?
Yes, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so mm-hmm. It's another version that says causes us to triumph.
Was it international version?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So mm-hmm. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph. And I just like that version because it says that he causes, that means he like does it on purpose. God's intentional. Mm-hmm. He makes you have victory. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's good. I like that version. But anyway, so Paul burst into praise after this. Mm-hmm. So how do you react? So once you know all this, that death has been swallowed up in victory, and that we're going to heaven to be with God where he is, that no matter what we've done, his grace still covers us. How do you feel about that?
Feel glad. Feel overjoyed.
Yeah.
Feel wonderful. Exactly. But I haven't started breakdancing yet, but thank God.
Praise the Lord.
You know, there's something better. Even when I have bad days, I'm like, oh man, this bill, that bill. All right, you know what? In next life, I don't have to worry about this. So, hey, I'm glad.
Praise the Lord. That's right. That's good.
You feel grateful.
Exactly. Yes.
And it's comforting.
Very.
It's comforting to know that in spite of these things that we're going through, this is not it. Mm-hmm. This is not the end. God has so much more for us, you know? And that's comforting to me, you know, that I'm going to see Joseph again one day.
Amen.
His mom, but I'm going to see him again one day, you know? It's comforting. And you know, it's like all the scripture coming to life, you know? Like God says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Just think about this. You know, you do that in the natural. That we go through things momentarily and then think joy comes. But just think about it spiritually, too. You know, our life, we're weeping. It may last for a little bit, but this ain't where it ends. There's something better. Joy comes in the morning. You know, so it is exciting.
It's like when you go to sleep. And then you wake up and you're
energized.
Yes,
natural too.
Especially when you get that good night rest.
Right.
Yes, yeah. You can go to sleep crying and wake up with a smile on your face.
Right. I say, you can do the day, do what you got to do.
Yes. Yes.
But what about also, like, you know, it's amazing how God loves us. You know, that
so
love
much.
Is pure love. You know what I mean? Like, for example, when you have your kids, you know, like, for example, me, the love that I have for Aaliyah. I love Aaliyah, but the minute she does something wrong, or the minute she gets me on my last, you know? So then, you know what I mean? Like, I guess you kind of forget for that moment. But God doesn't work
never
like
forget.
That, you know? Mm-hmm. It don't matter if you do good, if you do
right.
bad, you know, he's always
he's
there
perfect,
for you.
Because
he
has
perfect.
A perfect love. Mm-hmm. He has a perfect love. So it is exciting. You know, the scripture says, in this world you'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer. This is what it's all about. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Mm-hmm. You know, be of good cheer. Because Jesus has overcome the world. And yeah. Since we're with Jesus, we've overcome it too. Mm-hmm. We may not see it right now, but we're going to see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna, so we just keep that in our hearts. Okay.
Oh, one last thing.
Yes.
I was thinking about what's going on in the world right now with all this stuff with ISIS. People being, you know, killed, heads cut off, but yet they're not denying who Christ is.
It's
you know, because right. They still say, okay, you would kill me now, this natural body, but I know that I believe God, and I know that God's going to resurrect me.
Yes.
So, right. You know, they go, shoot me, kill me, whatever, but they're not denying who Christ is. And that is such a wonderful testimony.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They're not, that's a wonderful testimony. They're like, yeah, well, we're going to kill you, because that's what they're saying. We have the shooting, they say, who here is a Christian?
Yes.
And people just say, I'm a Christian. They say, okay, you're about to see God now. Bam. Now people are like, oh, I ain't going to say nothing. You know, they want to shoot me. Then that's it. Then you fear it. That's when death has the victory over you. But Christ said, if I had the victory over death, then so do you.
So do you.
So now they say, who's a Christian? People already, you know, use that scenario we used to say back in the day. Well, if someone come in here, you know, within the church, say, who's a Christian? Or you say, you know, I don't kill you. But you say, yeah, I am a Christian. I know God. I know Jesus. And so no matter what you do to this body, it's not going to be the end of me.
Right.
My God.
Yes.
I often think about that, and I wonder how I react. And I just pray, I hope that I would say that I'm bold enough to say I'm a Christian. Because you just never know what you do in a situation. But if we continue to be strengthened by the word and encouraged and know that God is good and keep declaring that, we have to believe that when that day comes, if it ever comes, that we will say, yes, I'm a Christian. And what you do to me, it doesn't matter because I'm still going to be, you know, I still have the victory.
Even Pastor Jeff saying, we won't even have to go to that extreme. You know, where this stuff happening right here and now in our everyday lives, they say, well, someone like, well, you can do this, but like you say, some people say, don't say God, don't say Jesus. Now, or someone say, well, why listen to that music? Or are we going to deny God then?
Right.
You know, there's always, you don't have to go to that.
There's a spiritual and natural. Right.
Exactly.
That's like they took out of the schools.
Oh, yeah.
They took prayer out of the schools.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they should have done.
Of course not.
Pledge Allegiance, they took that out of the school too.
They're trying to wipe God out of so much stuff, and then they wonder why God isn't in. You took me away from this. Why are you going to ask me to come in now? You told me to get out of here. You know, they're just like dusting him off. But it is how you live. It is how you live.
Yeah.
It's how what you think, what you believe, what you speak, what you allow to go on in your presence. You know, it's all those things. It's even like, you know, Jeff and I went out the other night to a restaurant, and waitress was sitting us, and she said, well, I hope you have a good meal. And then she says, and happy holidays. And we both said, Merry Christmas to you. And it's like, and I turned around and said, hey, we went in sync with that one. It's just like a natural, no happy holidays to me, nothing. Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
It's even in those little things, you know.
Exactly.
You're always trying to push God out of the way, you know. No.
Yeah.
You know, we know it's all about God, and that's how we live our lives.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Question 9. What overall conclusion, I think we did this, does Paul draw from this discussion of resurrection? And this, you know, we should look forward to it. Maybe not. That's how we feel, right? Because we want to go, but like Paul said, I want to go, but I don't want to go, you know? So it's better to whatever God wants, you know? So, you know, yeah, so that's the conclusion. Like, we should kind of look forward to it knowing that we have the victory, you know. So we want to see
that. That's why he died.
Yes.
For us to have
the victory. So it should give us some kind of excitement.
Yeah.
And question 10, why does Paul draw a conclusion focused on this present world when his whole discussion has been oriented toward the future? And this was, that's why I told you the other thing about this verse. Verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Yes.
So why does he draw this conclusion focused on this present world when this whole discussion has been oriented towards? So he's been talking about the future all this time. And now he goes back to, therefore, you know, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Why is he doing that? Any thoughts?
He wants to keep with our faith. Don't not think that what we're doing is just for nothing.
Yes.
That we're doing it in vain. No, there's a purpose why we're doing something or why we believe what we believe.
Yes.
And he said, despite what the world is saying to us, despite what people might be saying to us, you still believe on the word of God.
Yes.
And you live it.
And that's the most important thing. We're here. We know that this day is going to come where we're going to be victorious, and we're going to have these glorious bodies, and we're going to be in heaven, and we're going to have so much enjoyment that we don't know what to do with, and all this other kind of stuff. But that's for the future. We have to live in the now, because that's where we are. We live in the now with our mind on the future.
Yes.
You know, because we know that there's a better place coming for us, but we have to live in the now. And, you know, as I thought about this scripture today, I thought about Joseph and that's still alive. That's still alive. Mm-hmm. And there's so many lines that he says in that thing. I had to go back and listen to him over and over again. And it just makes you appreciate life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Things are hard as they might be.
Mm-hmm.
But you are still alive.
Yeah.
And you still yet have to live, because there's still people that need to be saved. There's still people that need to know God is good.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to take advantage of where you are now. Live in the now. Put your mind on the future, but just know that you're still alive, and be grateful that you still have life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things a couple of things hit me. Written down where I do my paper. Of course, now I can't find my paper. Okay, that's okay. But one of the things that hit me was he said, when God feels like a babysitter who is always on the phone, and it just said, when God feels like a babysitter, you know, just think about a babysitter. He's supposed to be watching you, you know, and you have this babysitter, but they're always on the phone. And sort of that hit me, because sometimes I feel like that, yeah, God, I know God is watching me, but I feel like he's on the phone, because all this stuff is still happening. He's supposed to be watching me, but all this stuff is still happening to me. But then Joseph goes on with, you're still alive. So even if you don't feel like God has, you know, he sees what you're doing, and he's not stopping it from coming to you, recognize that he's still good, because you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
You still have your next breath. You know, you're still alive. You know, so it's just amazing how these things continue to sweep. But it was that line. It was another line, and I'm really upset that I can't find it. Of course, I'll find it right after this Bible study. But that's okay too. Praise the Lord. But that's we just have to realize that we have to live in the now, because God is.
Mm-hmm.
He's present.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very present help. God is. So we live in the now with our mind on the future, knowing that as we live and as we continue to walk out our walk in what we believe, you know, there's gonna come a day. Well, all this mess is going to be gone, and we won't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
Well, isn't it like when he's watching you when you trip and fall,
mm-hmm.
but you pick yourself back up and you start over again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not you picking yourself back up.
No,
it's God picking you up. But yeah, it is. You know, we trip and fall, and yes, God picks us back up.
And I think sometimes also, I don't know. I think sometimes we also, well, at least me, sometimes I believe that, I could say this on the past, that because I consider myself Christian, and because I'm seeking God, that nothing bad should happen to me. And I learned that it doesn't work like that. We're still human beings. And bad things could happen to me, and bad things happen to me, but what I need to know out of it is that God is with me. You
yes.
see what I mean? That
mm-hmm.
He, regardless, it's like sometimes you could say to yourself, like I have seen scenarios where there's a Christian, and you know, maybe she had, what, example, she had cancer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she went to the hospital, they say, stage 4, you're gonna
mm-hmm.
die. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then this person is gonna question themselves, but I'm a Christian, but I follow you. What happened?
Right.
I feel like regardless of that scenario, you still have to believe who your God is.
Mm-hmm.
And know that even through that hardship, he's still there with you. He's
yes.
still carrying
yes.
you. You know
yes.
what I mean? And regardless of what, this life is a short life.
Yes.
When you go, you're going to go with him.
Yes.
You see what
yes.
I mean? So
yes.
I rest on that. It's like for me, I have to rest on
you
that.
Have to.
That I don't have no other hope.
You have to.
So I feel
that's
like...
That's what gives us our hope.
Yeah, so I said to myself, God, no matter what, no matter if I get sick, no matter if I get into a, you know, whatever, I know you're with me. You see
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So you're going to guide me through whatever I go through.
Yes.
That has to be our hope.
But God,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times we see our own failures, you know, but sometimes God takes us through the valley because
mm-hmm.
he wants to strengthen us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, when you see things happening,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe if you check back yourself and just roll back the curtain and see where God, you know, want you to go, where you was before.
Yes.
And then you see all that.
Yes.
And then just you wonder why I'm here, because God said you need some work on.
You
there's a break in the wall that need to be to be fixed. You know, and sometimes he take you through because he want you to fix those areas.
Yes.
And sometimes it's a hard, harsh, hard place he take you in. You know, it can be cancer, it can be debt, it can be anything.
Yeah.
But God, because you serve a mighty God,
He's
going to fulfill, you know, it's maybe slowly, but He's going to fulfill that area.
Yeah. Just that example area. That you gave.
He can get
about that. The example that she just gave just now, Christine, about holes in there.
Oh, you know holes in the podium.
You know, like something that is broken. You understand what I'm saying? You need to be broken in order for you
to
use you. So and sometimes we have to go through those pain things in our life in order for us to be able to either help somebody else or something that God wants to do within us.
Yeah, and it's a simple saying, like, if you never felt sorrow, how would you know joy? So it's like you have to know these things so you can know the difference.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you learn how to appreciate stuff when you don't have it. And then when you get it, okay, that's some appreciation. You know, so it's those things. And like you said, because we said that, I don't even know how many times, countless times, this is not supposed to happen. Says who? Says who?
Exactly.
Me? Mm-hmm. Not God. You know, as long as we know God, He's still good.
Yeah.
He still got us.
Still
I'm still going to heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as we know that, whatever you go through, you just have to just be encouraged that, okay.
He got me.
God got you, and it's only for a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I remember Pastor Jeff, someone said, there was a question in some parts of their life. They said, oh Lord, why is this happening to me? And Jeff said, why not? Why not? You know, in this life we will not maybe we won't.
It says we will.
We will have trials and tribulation. As David said, go through.
Yeah.
As I go through the valley of death, shadow of death. You know what I'm saying? As I jump over it.
You
go through it.
You got right. You got to actually do it.
Exactly. So, you know, many affliction of those are the righteous.
But the Lord many delivers them out of all.
Exactly.
Every single one of them.
So, you know, I know as a, you know, we all heard the false teaching. Oh, you know, you become a Christian, nothing ain't going to happen to you.
Yeah, right.
You know, I like turn the channel and find a different preacher song to listen to, because that's nothing but false.
I know that's right.
There's too much of that stuff going around, too many people being affected by that type of teaching. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, keep with the Word of God, keep with the right teaching, everything. And we know as we live this life, yes, we're going to go through things, we're going to, we're going to fall down, we're going to fail, but yeah, it's God who lift us all up.
Yes,
and we all know with the focus right here, it says, Paul says, then, you know, we know there's a life after this life.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go through this ever again.
Right. We can always have hope.
Exactly.
This is not the end. This is not where it ends. Amen. And those words were written in red. Jesus said them.
Mm-hmm.
You shall. That means it's for a certainty.
Yeah.
Anybody that believes in me, you know, so, and we're not greater than him, so what you think?
Exactly.
Okay.
The servant not greater than the master.
Amen. So, anyways, so I think we sort of answered the next one. Why is our work in the Lord not in vain? Because there's a prize at the end, right?
But
we have victory through all of this. And this is sort of just like personal reflection. How might you devote yourself more fully to your own work of the Lord? And it's just something to, you know, reflect on. I don't really have an answer. That's just something that we all have to search inside ourselves. How might we, you know, devote ourselves more fully? You know, if anyone wants to answer, that's fine. But of course, you study more, you say, okay, I'm just going to
So I have to praise, you know, just, but it's all a personal thing. But you can do it one day and not do it the next. Mm-hmm. So just something to chew on, to meditate on. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, okay. I believe that's the end. You might have any comments or questions or anything? Okay. What do you say? Praise the Lord.
She's going to talk for what she's saying.
Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Let us let's close and pray it to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you once again, oh God. Father, we thank you, God, that you are just so good to us, oh God. That you are just so mindful of us, oh God. Help us to walk in it, oh God. Help us to know that you are yet there with us, even when we don't feel you, oh God. Help us to just remind us, oh God, that there's a better thing coming. There's something more coming, oh God. And this is not the end for us, oh God. Father God, that we shall all be changed, oh God. In the twinkling of an eye, it can happen, oh God. But once that eye twinkles, oh God, we shall be in your presence, oh God. Father, we bless you for that, oh God, that you have given us the victory through Christ, oh God. Just help us to be mindful of that. No matter what situation we face, oh God, no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in, oh God. Father, and even, oh God, just remind us of your grace, oh God, that even when things don't feel, we don't feel like we can get through things on our own, oh God, that your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. Remind us of that and help us to walk in that, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, help us to continue to be living witnesses of you, oh God, living witnesses of your goodness, oh God, living witnesses that there is a God in heaven, oh God, and that he reigns on the earth, oh God, no matter how it appears, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, let's pray right now, oh God, that you would touch and continue to minister to Sister Hester, oh God. Father God, you know her need, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, I just pray that you would just meet that need for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover her, oh Father God, whatever decision she needs to make, oh God. Father God, just let your light shine through her, oh God, and just grant her your grace, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, an extra portion of it, oh Father, and just continue to meet every need that she has, oh God. Father, you know what it is, oh God. And Father, even in this place tonight, each one of us has a special need, oh Father. Just pray, oh God, that you meet that need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whether it be healing, oh God, whether it be financial burdens, oh God, whatever it is, oh God, attitudes, Father, whatever it is, oh God, you know, oh Father. Just continue to meet the need, oh God. And Father, we bless you and we thank you, oh God. And Father, you just continue to watch over our pastor, oh God, as he makes his way back tomorrow, oh God. Keep him safe over the airways, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, as we leave this place tonight, watch over us on the road, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us return to our home safely and soundly. Let us find everything in order, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And just, Father, just continue to bless us and keep us, oh God, and give us peaceful rest tonight, oh God. And Father, we just bless you. We thank you again for your word, oh Father. Do not let it depart from us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we'll be faithful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, because you are worthy, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.